ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. So we are studying the second chapter of the second section of the second chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We know this story, a young Brahmana, well-learned, but limited in his learning, comes voluntarily to teach about Brahman. He did not say that I am going to teach only the Saguna Brahma, the limited Brahma. But he thought that is the complete Brahma. So he came to a king called Ajatashatru and volunteers himself. I will teach you about Brahman. Ajatashatru was a knower of Brahman, both Saguna and Nirguna. How did he attain? Because he also had to follow the same footsteps. How do we know? Because he is teaching the same, that means what he practiced earlier, in order to reach the peak of this self-knowledge. Now, to Gargiya, who required to take the same steps, Ajatashatru, being a very great teacher, recognized where Gargiya was and he wanted to take him further. Why? Because he found Gargiya sincerely. He thought he knew everything. Sincerity, Shraddha, is the most important quality. If that is there, other things are lacking, they can be obtained. But every other quality is there, but Shraddha is lacking. Then that person cannot be taught, cannot go up, he can only go down. Because pride and jealousy and so many other things will come, arrogance, etc. And we have to add kama, krodha, lust, anger, greed, etc. also will be accompanying them. But then Gargiya, with a good mind, came. Ajatashatru recognized him as a fit person to be taught. Otherwise, no great teacher will ever waste his time on pupils whom he considers as unfit, not out of hatred, but not to waste either's time. So Ajatashatru wanted Gargiya to realize the limitation of his knowledge. So very humbly, with humility, he said, "Sir, I am so happy that at least you came volunteering to teach me. That information made me very happy. So even just for that information, even if you do not teach me any further, I am offering you a dakshina, 1,000 cows, and then please teach me." So Gargiya immediately started that this is how he categorically, explicitly expresses. "I did upasana, upase, aditye, in the sun, I have worshipped Brahman." That authenticity, "I have worshipped." I am not telling you like a scholar. But of course he did not know his limitation. So the first step to progress in learning is to realize how limited we are. Then only the desire will come. If anybody thinks, "I know everything," he cannot go further. Not only that, he will go down. But if anybody says, "I know my limitations, I am sitting by the side of the sea, when a thirsty traveler happens to come by, I just serve him a cup of sea water, so it never gets exhausted. Of course, we have to understand sea water means a great river. Nobody will give knowingly for a thirsty person salty water. So, the more learning, vidya dadati vinayam, the more we learn, the more humble we become. Sri Ramakrishna asks M, do you find any ego in me? And M, he was not a fool, he was not a fan, he was not a irrational person, he was a truthful person. He said, no sir, I have never seen any trace of egotism. Then, from out of ignorance, he volunteers to add, but you have kept a little bit of ego for the purpose of enjoying God's sportive actions in this world. Immediately, the correction comes from Sri Ramakrishna. No, I haven't kept. It is God who kept, Divine Mother who kept. Why did Sri Ramakrishna say, I gave you illustrations many a time when a river, for example, Ganga, merges into the ocean, nama rupe vihaya. It loses all its name, form, color, taste, and becomes one with the ocean. Thereafter, it will be known only by the name ocean. Nobody, you cannot take a torchlight and then see, let me see, where is this Ganga river, former Ganga river. No. So, when a person enters into Nirvikalpa Samadhi, that is, achieves complete identity with Brahman, there is no individual thereafter. It is not like our going, entering into the Sushupti and coming out. This is a permanent process. Then God still preserves that particular individual's body and mind and keeps a little bit of egotism to work through that instrument for the good of the entire world. Sarva Mangala, that is the purpose of Jivan Muktas. Because, as Sri Ramakrishna says, the Divine Mother doesn't allow a Bhagavata Pandit to become a monk. Not that a monk should not become a Bhagavata Pandit, but worldly people are made with great talent. Some of the great expounders of Ramacharita Manasa and thousands of people will go. There is one, Ram Kinkar. He is very famous. Even in the Western countries, even in London, 40,000 people will gather whenever he holds Ramakatha. It is a special power, and he was a upasaka of, he is a upasaka of Anjaneya. So, it's God who keeps that. So, that same God has kept, if Ajatashatru knows I am Brahman, that means he became Brahman, that means he experienced Nirvikalpa Samadhi, still the individuality is there for the good of the world, and this is one instance we are discussing. So he understands, this boy, student, apt student, sincere, but he doesn't know he has to progress further. So for that purpose, he wants to take him to higher steps, through higher steps. And the purpose of the different upasanas with different qualities that are enumerated by Ajatashatru to Gargya is for the purpose of making this Gargya go through the same process as he himself has gone. Out of one's own experience, the person is teaching. Ramakrishna says, it is not through intellectual knowledge. Any other science can be taught. Physics, maths, everything. But this Brahma Vidya, spiritual knowledge, or even Dharma, moral science, cannot be taught by anybody excepting those who practice morality. And in some other things also, a music teacher who doesn't know how to sing, who is not aware of different ragas, etc., and familiar with the what is called rhythms, ektala, tintala, jamptala, etc., he also cannot really teach. That's why Sri Ramakrishna specifically says, simply saying Sarigama Padanisa will not help. A person goes on practicing, he knows by hearing the sound, this is in this particular swara, panchama swara. So our Indian poets have said, whenever the cuckoo, it sings, tries to sing with its bird's throat, it is called panchama swara. Only a few birds can make such a thing. A musician, he knows every swara the moment he hears it. And whenever he utters it, it would be perfect. How do we know? It matches with the sound given by harmonium or even tabla, etc. So, Ajatashatru was kept by God for this purpose, like Yajnavalkya was kept, and Gargiya was a sincere student. So, at first, out of ignorance, he did not understand. So, Ajatashatru accepted his teachership and said, only with the purpose that you are okay what you did, but you have to do further contemplations, meditations, and I will tell you what you have to do. This is going to be the process. And 12 such upasanas were practiced by Gargiya with only particular qualities superimposed on Brahman. So, every quality is superimposed as one part of the quality of one particular deity, presiding deity, not knowing that all the presiding deities are nothing but parts of Hiranyagarbha. So, are popularly known as Saguna Brahma or even Ishvara. And whenever Gargiya says, I meditated, because he says, Upase, I practiced this meditation and the result also I got. What is the result he got? Let me complete it here. So, for any upasana, two results can come. One is called Varalli, Sakama, Phala. Another is called Nishkama, Phala. When a person desires, through this, may I become rich, may I become well-known, may I have control over my body and mind, etc., he will get that particular quality within himself. But there are so many other spiritual qualities to be acquired. Now Ajatashatru wants to help Gargiya to develop the other qualities as well, and only a person who contains all these spiritual qualities called Daivi Sampat, then he becomes a yogya or fit adhikari, endowed with qualities, ready to take up the PhD course. So that is how, I think it is a beautiful word, PhD course. What is PhD? Permanent head damage. In our case, what is this permanent head damage? Permanently the head, the ahankara, the head of the snake, virulent poisonous snake called egotism. That ism will be completely cut off. Not ego. Tism, ism. Expressions, wrong expressions of ego is called egotism, egoism, etc. That is identifying, forgetting one's identification with one's true nature called Brahman and thinking, I am a mosquito, I am a mice, I am a man, etc. I am a scholar, I am a brahmana, etc., etc. So, this is what Ajatashatru, the Sadguru, wanted to guide Gargiya. That is the story. How he finally guides Gargiya, so that Gargiya also realizes that, like my Guru, I also am none other than Brahman. In fact, there is nothing called Shishya and Guru, both, nothing called the world, everything is Brahman. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. So, Gargiya started teaching, and this teaching, that is what he did as contemplation on different deities, those things have been enumerated in 12 slokas, beginning with 2nd, ending with 13. And at every stage,
ఎవ్వరు ఉపాసన అజాత శత్రు యాడ్స్ ఐదర్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ ఆర్ త్రీ మోర్ దెన్ వాట్ గార్గ్యా హ్యాడ్ ఆల్రెడీ నోన్ దస్ హీ మేక్స్ హిమ్ ఏ ఫిట్ డిసైపుల్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ హీ టేక్స్ హిమ్ టు ది హయ్యర్ స్టెప్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ జస్ట్ ప్రిపరేషన్స్ నౌ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ రియల్ టీచింగ్ వాట్ వాజ్ ది టీచింగ్ వి సీ ఇట్ లేటర్ ఆన్ దట్ అజాత శత్రు టెల్స్ టేక్స్ గార్గ్య బై హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ఫైండ్స్ స్లీపింగ్ డీప్లీ స్లీప్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ఫస్ట్ కాల్స్ హిమ్ బై త్రీ నేమ్స్ బృహత్ రాజా సోమహ ఎట్సెట్రా అండ్ ది పర్సన్ డిడ్ నాట్ లిసన్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ దెన్ హీ షేక్స్ దట్ డిడ్ నాట్ వేక్ హిమ్ అప్ దెన్ అజాత శత్రు షేక్స్ హిమ్ వయలెంట్లీ దెన్ సడన్లీ ది డీప్ స్లీప్ ఇస్ బ్రోకెన్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇన్సిడెంట్ టేకింగ్ దట్ ఇన్సిడెంట్ అజాత శత్రు నౌ టేక్స్ గార్గ్య బై హ్యాండ్ అండ్ సేస్ నౌ హియర్ ఈస్ ఎ పర్సన్ సో హీఈస్ నాట్ ఇన్ ది వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఆల్సో వాజ్ ఇన్ ది డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ బట్ డిడ్ నాట్ నో ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ సో హూ ఈస్ దిస్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ది వేకర్ ఈజ్ ఈ ది డ్రీమర్ ఆర్ ఈజ్ ఈ ది స్లీపర్ బికాస్ దీస్ త్రీ స్టేట్స్ రొటేట్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది అదర్ ఫస్ట్ వేకింగ్ దెన్ డ్రీమింగ్ దెన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ యూ కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ రూమ్ యూ కెన్ స్టార్ట్ సో ఫ్రమ్ డ్రీమ్ టు డీప్ స్లీప్ టు వేకింగ్ ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ డీప్ స్లీప్ టు వేకింగ్ అండ్ టు డ్రీమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ టు డీప్ స్లీప్ ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ ది పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ వన్ పర్టికులర్ స్టేట్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ హీ డజంట్ సే ఐఎమ్ ఎ డ్రీమర్ హీ డజంట్ సే ఐఎమ్ ఎ స్లీపర్ హీ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ ది వేకర్ బట్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ ది డ్రీమర్ అండ్ వెన్ హీ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది డీప్ స్లీప్ దెన్ హీ నోస్ ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ చేంజింగ్ బట్ వన్ పర్సన్ అండర్ గోయింగ్ త్రీ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఈచ్ వన్ టోటల్లీ సపరేట్ రియాలిటీ ఫ్రమ్ ది అదర్ రియాలిటీస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ దిస్ పర్సన్ మస్ట్ బి సంబడి బికాస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ స్లోలీ గార్గ్య రియలైజెస్ త్రూ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ హిజ్ హయ్యర్ ways of sadhana, finally realizes, I am none of these states, I am Brahman. And curious thing that happens when a person knows is, he doesn't claim, as we describe in the scriptures, read in the scriptures, oh, I thought I was the waker, I thought I was the dreamer, I thought I was a deep sleeper. No, these thoughts do not come at all. Why? Because there is no body, there is no mind, there is no sthula sharira, there is no sukshma sharira, there is no karana sharira. And when these three instruments are not there, the experiences of those instruments also vanish along with the disappearance of the experiencer. So, the fundamental principle of Vedanta, an experiencer is not any experience, any object of experience. And whatever qualities an experience, an object possesses, doesn't belong to the experiencer. If a mango is sweet, flavorful, that flavor and sweetness belong to the mango, not to the person at all. He may enjoy it, but he knows, I am not the mango. Similarly, I am not the waker, I am not the dreamer, I am not the deep sleeper. That is the conclusion, and this elaborately we have discussed in the past, especially in the Mandukya Upanishad. Not only that, in my last class, I had referred to this and connected with Srishti Drishti Vada, Drishti Srishti Vada, and Ajata Vada. Just to recollect the essence of what I said, so long as a person thinks I am the gross body, he thinks I am the waker. To think I am the waker means I am the gross body and this whole world exists and it is not created by me, it's created by God and this is the reality, not unreal. This complete reality. And he acts, he reacts, he thinks, he desires what he thinks as the real reality. All his life he spends like that. So, for those for whom this world is real, including his body and mind, for them, Srishti Drishtivada is that stage of spiritual development and the scripture prescribes certain disciplines, emphasizing, you know, birth is full of these sixfold changes. Birth, growth, youth, old age, disease, death. So everything in this world is continuously changing. Therefore, that which is changing is not a definition of Brahman. Sat means Satyam. Satyam means that which never changes. After a lot of both happiness and unhappiness, the person wakes up. Then he becomes thoughtful. He develops the capacity to think. And then he recollects everyday dreams, any dream, and says, so long as I was dreaming, I thought that that state alone is the highest reality. But as soon as I changed my perception, my identity, for example, I came back to wakefulness, then the whole dream state disappeared like mist in hot summer season. Then everything is changing, every day new dream. Therefore, the whole world might it not be that the whole world is also like a dream. Remember, only for the person who has reached this state of higher thinking, might it not be the whole world is also my own creation, my own imagination made real through too much of concreteness superimposing. And slowly he understands that what I thought God created is not God's creation, it is my creation, my drishti, my experience, my understanding, my opinion. I gave the illustration also, when you first meet a person, your understanding of that person is very limited. You may think he's a very good person, very jolly, very sociable, smiling, and paying attention to you. But the nearer you come, you might develop, oh, this person, he criticizes everybody. He thinks he knows better than everybody else. As your experiences become more and more, your understanding or you think that how you understand that person becomes more convincing than what the real person is. So slowly, slowly, that your opinion about that person becomes a reality of that person, not knowing that your drishti has created that person. He is neither good, really speaking, nor bad. And then when this person progresses further, he understands. I see the whole world. I see so many people in the waking state. And same thing I see in dream. This multiple objects, this infinite, almost infinite number of objects, they're all my own creation. Because what I choose, it will appear in front of me. So therefore, I am the only jiva. So you are only my creation through Drishti Srishti Vada. Just as I go on changing my opinion about any object in accordance with my experiences, so also it is I am creating and recreating every object in this world. Every minute somebody smiles at me, I recreate him. He is a very good person. If he praises me, oh, he is a wonderful person, very sweet person, very truthful person, because it pleases me. And if he displeases me, horrendous person. I don't want to see his face again, her face again, etc. So what is the third one? That there is only one jiva, eka jiva vada. And then when this is for a person who analyzes dream state. Then he comes to the third stage where there is no mind, much less the world, no body consciousness, almost like a blank, there is no world, and he understands. Just as I see no world in dream, deep sleep state, so also this world is never created. He progresses. Each is a progress in spiritual life. And as man progresses, his concept of reality or God also changes. As Swami Vivekananda says, as man grows, God also grows. That means our understanding, our true understanding about God also grows. So this is how these three states are equated, depending upon with which state we consider as real. And then final stage is, all these three states, neither Ajatavada, nor Ekajevada, nor Drishti Srishtivada, nor Srishti Drishtivada, these thoughts do not arise at all in the deep sleep state. So they are all constructs of the mind, thoughts in the mind. And then he understands that whatever I am experiencing is not me, because I am experiencing multiple objects, but the experiencer of these multiple objects is only me alone. And with that, he understands, slowly he progresses. One day he understands that I neither create nor destroy, there is no multiplicity and there is no change. I am the Brahman. Only when God brings his mind down, he becomes a Jivan Mukta. Then he has a double vision. First of all, he sees a person as he is, but he also knows this is only an appearance. He sees both the reality and the appearance. It is very important for us to understand, because a Jivan Mukta, he doesn't simply become negligent of helping people. And how can you help people if you think everybody is Brahman? No. He shows an example. I know you are Brahman, but I also know you do not know Brahman. But I will help you in whatever way I can. Physically, intellectually, philosophically, spiritually. When you are ready, I am also ready. Like a mirror reflects. So this is what the Srishti Drishtivada, Drishti Srishtivada, Eka Jivavada and Ajatavada, they are not two philosophers sitting and discussing, but every spiritual person progresses through these stages until finally he says, there is no experiencer, there is no experienced, both become coalesced. I am one without a second. Of course, he doesn't say this. We are saying this through our mind. This is going to be the development. So, Gargiya started teaching from the second mantra onwards. And every time he says, I did this upasana, that means I know this upasana, that means I got the result of this upasana. The king said, what you have done so far is excellent, but there are also other aspects of the same sun, same moon, same lightning, same wind, etc. And I will take you through them. Since you already are an expert in doing upasana, it should not take a long time for you to do upasana. So, as Ajatashatru goes on expanding the upasanas, the visishta gunas, special qualities, spiritual qualities, the Gargiya also must have practiced. Though the Upanishad doesn't tell us, it goes on. This is the second mantra, this is the third mantra, but we have to understand this one. Unless a person had completed his class A he would not be allowed to enter into class B. So, same teacher, maybe from class 1 to class 6, he may be teaching the same teacher. So, what he teaches to the second class or third class will not be taught to the class 1. We have to understand. Because the teacher is not an individual, is God himself. He knows the capacity, and until the pupil successfully passes the lower classes, he will not be taught higher classes. Higher knowledge will not be given. And this is what we have to presume here and insert here, that between two mantras, the person has been made. How much time it took? Of course the Upanishad doesn't tell, because time is not important, but we also have to go through the same process. So this person, Gargya, he says, and then every time a king adds, you better also do contemplation on these quality or qualities, and up to 13th mantra, 12 upasanas were enumerated, which were practiced by Gargya, and every time Ajatashatru teaches him new upasanas, and we have to understand that Gargya must have practiced and obtained the same result as Ajatashatru, because the teaching is as we think, so we become. We will come to that. So, up till 13th mantra, 12 separate upasanas with either one second upasana, greater upasana added, or more than one. We will come to that very briefly, we will see. This is the progress made. And at the end of the 13th, Gargi understood that my knowledge is very little. Even after knowing Hiranyagarbha, this is not going to give me liberation. I will have to go beyond Hiranyagarbha and do directly Brahmopasana. And then Ajatashatru takes him through those steps also, until Gargya also can say with Ajatashatru, Aham Brahmasmi. This is going to be the development. So, I will just read first mantra, and thereafter I am going to only take the essence. You can read the mantras yourselves and then come to an understanding. So, the second mantra goes like this. Saha ha vacha gargyaha. Yaha eva asau adityaye purushaha. Etam eva aham brahma upase iti. Saha ha vacha. Now, Ajatashatru is telling. Mama etasmin samvadishta. Do not speak like this. What should not be spoken? Thinking that Aditya is only containing these qualities. No, no, no. There are many more, three more qualities at least. So, atishtaha sarvesham bhutanam murtha raja iti vai aham etam upase. But I also practiced contemplation on the same Aditya, sun god, just as you did, thinking that this Purusha, the real being in the sun, is none other than Hiranyagarbha, but with these qualities. And then Ajatashatru, as we already know, adds, Sahayaha, whoever, evam evam upaste, and exactly as I taught you, also contemplates. So what happens? Atishta sarvesham bhutanam murtha raja bhavati. He will acquire the same qualities, and those qualities become very natural to him. So that is going to be the development. When Karya said, I am contemplating the Purusha, that means the person. It's a beautiful teaching. That is, whenever you address a person, the real personality, the real person is different, the real person is the Atman, but the superimposed person with whom we identify is the Jiva. So I am a Jiva. Everybody knows I have got these qualities. I may be a great doctor. I may be a great musician. I may be a great writer, a poet, or a diplomat, whatever. Or I do not know anything. I can cook very well, etc. Whatever. So, even among workers, we can say, the owner says, this person is a good worker. He does it wholeheartedly, whatever work is given to him. The others try to evade, escape by doing as less as they can. No, this person is very good. So the real person, we have to find out. So that is what Vaingargya said, I worship the person, the real personality, the real being in the sun, not the physical star we see, physical body we see, not even the mind we see. He who is beyond body and mind, he is the person whom we will have to understand properly. So, when Gargya said, that being, Purusha, who is the real being, but whom people do not know, who is in the sun, I meditate upon as Brahman. Ajatashatru said, no, please do not talk to me about him in this limited manner. These are the words we have to add. Why? Because I also practiced the same meditation, contemplation. I meditate upon this Aditya as first, all-surpassing, second, as the head of all beings, and as resplendent. Not only that, not only me. If you also do, then whosoever thus meditates upon Aditya, adding these three qualities as the real being within the sun, Aditya, upon him, he becomes all-surpassing, he becomes the head of all beings, and he shines with tremendous spiritual resplendence. This is called in Sanskrit language, Tejas, Brahma Tejas. So, this is going to be the development. So, Gargya did not know Nirguna Brahma at all. But even this Hiranyagarbha, Saguna Brahma, he did not know all the aspects. He knows only few aspects, that too at the lowest level. So, this Saguna Brahma is popularly known in the scriptures as Hiranyagarbha, Saguna Brahma, Ishvara, Prajapati, etc. So there are many higher aspects of everything, everybody in this world. Even Saguna Brahma also, higher aspects are there. Now, I will give an example. Sri Ramakrishna used to test his devotees by posing certain questions. One of the questions, you have to understand it properly, otherwise, you know, so a musician, did you hear my song? Yes. And what do you think about him, about that song? What is the quality, the way I sang? And says, sir, you are incomparable, you are the greatest. Then that fellow says, yes, you understood me correctly. Even that fellow is the worst singer, he is only expecting, he gets what he is expecting sometimes, but that is not the truth. So, Sri Ramakrishna, we ask somebody, what do you think about me? We don't directly ask, because that is inviting ridicule. But if he says, you know, such and such a person is telling about you, praising you, that indirectly, we become very happy. Oh, I did not ask his opinion. But he is telling about a third person. He appreciates me. And that means I must be a great person. I know I am great. But others do not recognize it. So, I am expecting praise, and if it comes through a third party, it makes me very, very happy. But if it comes directly, I have a suspicion also. What is the motivation for this fellow putting such a thick butter over me? No. So, Sri Ramakrishna's only purpose was, by soliciting the answer, he will gauge at what level of spirituality the devotee is. Now, here are a few examples. Many people thought Sri Ramakrishna is a madman. They wrote to Madhur Babu. They complained, and to his face also they called him, he is the madman of Dakshineswar. And some people, they interacted with Sri Ramakrishna. He says, very, very good man. very straightforward person, is like a child, is a truthful person, very good person. He doesn't have any selfish motives. He is a good man. So from madman, that opinion belongs to a very bad person. Good man, much better than that other person. Then some people say, you are a saint. Say, Ramakrishna is a saint. His understanding is much better. Sri Ramakrishna is not merely a saint, but one of the greatest saints. His understanding is even much better. Remember, Sri Ramakrishna is not soliciting praise. Sri Ramakrishna can see into the hearts of people and tells who is telling the truth and who is telling lies. In front of Sri Ramakrishna, people understand they can't tell a lie in the face of this person, in the presence of this person, because he acts like a mirror. He sees what is within me. So, no person is capable of telling what is a lie, what he thinks, and talks something else. Not possible. So, Sri Ramakrishna is a great saint. And somebody else he asks. Then they say, Sri Ramakrishna is an incarnation of God. That means that person's understanding about Sri Ramakrishna is far superior to many people. Then once he asked Purnachandra Ghosh, maybe Narayana, and this Purnachandra Ghosh says, what? People say you are an incarnation of God. They are fools. They don't know what they are talking about. Sri Ramakrishna was smiling all the time and he is waiting. He says, you are that source from which all the past incarnations have come and all the future incarnations will be descending. And Sri Ramakrishna, in his own characteristic way, says, oh my God, you surpassed even that person who said I am an incarnation of God. Later on, Sri Ramakrishna passes Sololiki, says, how could this young boy understand this truth? So you see, one person, so many people, so many opinions. We know all this. Every day we react, albeit we are completely unconscious. We change our opinions. If somebody pleases us, is a good person. And the same person, next minute, displeases us, is not such a great person. So, this is an example. And Gargiya was not entirely wrong, but his statements were limited because his understanding was limited. Ajatashatru corrects him and makes him go through all those things. So what is he telling? That there are three more extra qualities which you will have to understand about this Purusha in the Aditya. So that is how the three qualities. But first of all, he is great. Second, he is the head of every being. And third, he is far superior in everything. We will discuss about them, but just a gentle reminder, yatha yatha upaste tathaiva bhavati. As a man really, sincerely contemplates, he becomes that. This is what English language psychologists tell. As a man thinks, so he becomes. Tell me your thoughts, I will tell you who you are. Of course, at this moment, let us see an everyday example. Meditate, you see a person, and it is full of wrinkles and worries. Old age people also can have old age wrinkles. No. So you meditate, go on worrying, you become a worrier, not warrior, worrier. Meditate on anger for whatever reason. You become anger. That's why we say angry person means what? A person who has become anger. But that is only a negative example. But see here, Sri Ramakrishna became Hanuman, Radha, Kali, Krishna, Gopala, Ramachandra by contemplating intensely upon their forms. Even his physical body has changed in each one of these cases. Second example. Once Holy Mother was at Vrindavan and one day she became completely like Sri Ramakrishna. her tone of voice has become male, and the way Sri Ramakrishna used to deal with the bitter leaves, same way Holy Mother started. So every way for a few minutes, how Sri Ramakrishna used to behave, Holy Mother was behaving. And those who were near, who knew Sri Ramakrishna, they understood. Oh, now Sri Ramakrishna had possessed her, or she became Sri Ramakrishna by contemplation. So that is how we have to understand. Then there is a very beautiful incident in the life of Swami Brahmananji. It was terrible summer season. Swami Brahmananji was at Perur Math. So he was talking with a brahmachari. The heat was intolerable. Of course, there would be no cloths on the backs of both. So, looking at the suffering of the disciple, Swami Brahmananji said, let us meditate on the coolness of the Himalayas. And then they closed their eyes. And then, after a few minutes, Swami Brahmananji said to the indicated, you touch my back. And then when the brahmachari touched, he found the whole back of Brahmananji became like a wall of Himalayan mountain, snow-clad Himalayan mountain, like an ice-cold stone. And then he understood. Brahmananji became one with that. Even though not directly related, once Swami Gangadhar Maharaj, so Akhandanandaji, he was roaming in the Himalayas. He came across a Tibetan yogi. The ice was melting all around him. And as soon as he went near, he felt very pleasant heat. The yogi understood and said that it is not a miracle. There is a special yogasana and meditation. I can teach you and I can teach anybody. If you practice, then any amount of cold will not affect you at all. Even your surroundings become hot. By the same process, the hot surroundings can also become cold. So, what I wanted to illustrate was, yatha yatha upaste tatha bhavati. As one intensely thinks, he becomes that one. And there is a familiar Sanskrit phrase for that purpose, that a brahmara meditating on a ferocious biting bee, it becomes Kita Brahmaravat. It becomes also like that Brahmara. Kita meditating on Brahmara becomes a Brahmara. Of course, it is to mean that because of the fear, because the Brahmara stings, wild bee stings, huge bee, then it is so painful that very fear makes this one become like the Brahmara. Beautiful thoughts. We will talk further in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Saritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.